Good afternoon, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. We left off in the Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, the Dinim of Mara. It's only one blot Gemara, the whole story. The Mishnah says you can be Yotzei Yidei Chai V'smara with any one of these five minim. And the Gemara asks, maybe only one min. The Gemara says, now it says Miro Rim. Maybe only two minim. Miot Rabim Shtayim. Gemara says, no, do me the matzah. Just like matzah, there are chameshes minim. So there's a whole bunch of minim heroes. The Mishnah has five. And then the Gemara says that preferable is Chazaris, because Chazaris, the two reasons why it's preferable, Chazaris. Number one, because Rav identifies what the Mishnah, what the Tanoim and Eretz Yisrael spoke Hebrew. They call Chazaris lettuce. So we in Bavel call that Chosa. And Chosa has another connotation, Chos Rachman Alonu Parkinon. Kodesh Boch had Rachmanus on us, and he was Poydas from Mitzrayim. Then another reason why it's preferable to have Chazeres, because Chazeres represents the Shibud Mitzrayim. It started off in a pleasant way, and at the end it turned out to be bitter. So the Chazeres starts off, romaine lettuce starts off, tastes good, and then if you leave it in the ground longer, it becomes bitter. So we mentioned yesterday, the Chazanish holds that if you taka left it in the ground longer, and it became bitter. And the Minigolim is not like the Chazanish. Mora Bisman is only the Rabbanon, that's the Gemara in the last part. Maybe Bisman Hamigdash, maybe when we'll rebuild the Beis Hamigdash, we'll have to reopen the issue. Maybe we should be Machmar and then the Reise like the Chazanish, only to be Yotze with the Romaine lettuce after it already is, after it is bitter. So Bisman is the Mora is the Rabbanon, it's only Zechel Hamigdash, so we don't follow the Chazanish. The Yerushalmi says that these are listed in descending order of importance. The Babel only says Chazaris is preferable. One of the Amoraim was Mahadadavke to have Maror, which is the name of some particular vegetable. And then the others said to him, why are you Makbe? Because it's more bitter than the others. But we say Mitzvah B'Chazaris. So he said, Hadribi, I'm going to back out. I'm not going to do it anymore. So we assume that that Chazeres is a mitzvah min amuvchar. Then the Yerushalmi says that it's listed in descending order of importance. If Chazeres is not available, then you should use Tamcha. If Tamcha is not available, then you use Charchevina, and so on. So then the Mishnah says, you can be Yotze with these, Ben Lachem, Ben Yereshim, Avalo Kvushim, Avalo Shlukim, Avalo Mavusholim. If it's Mavushol, you cannot be Yotze. So on the Masoros HaShas, on the margin, they tell you, to look in Brachas Lamed Chesam and Beis, the Gemara has a machlokes amaroim on cooked vegetables. If there's a vegetable, if you eat cooked potatoes, they say bari pri hadoma, because potatoes is not normal to eat raw potatoes. The behemoths eat raw potatoes. In Europe, it was not common to eat raw carrots. They would only cook, only behemoths would eat raw carrots, and the people would eat cooked tzimis. So they would say bari pri hadoma on the cooked potatoes and on the cooked carrots. Shalas in America, that it's very common that we eat raw carrots. So maybe on cooked carrots, maybe it should be considered shlokas, and it should be nishtana birchosoy. If you have a food that's edible raw, a fruit, let's say apples, we eat apples, raw apples. So maybe if you cook the apple, maybe it's called a shinoi. And maybe any Michael Shanishtana is Panim Chadosh is Bo'olakam, just like there's a din that a Ganef is Koina Ayyadei Shinoi. Why is the Ganef Koina Ayyadei Shinoi? Because the Pasuk says, V'heshev Sagzela Asher Gozal. Asher Gozal means Kasher Gozal. If it's in the same state that it was at the time that he stole it. But if the Ganef steals something, and then it's Nisht, even whether he's Mishana it Biyadayim, Shini Biyadayim, he stole an Eved when the Eved was 10 years old, and he kept the Eved for 50 years, and now he looks like an old man. Now the Eved is 60 years old. No one will recognize him from what he looked like 50 years ago. He doesn't look the same at all. So the Ganav should have been Koyin and Bishini, but we pass on our bottom hook Shulakarkois, and just like Karkain and Exelis. So Avodah made in Migzom. So since the Ganav does not have a Kinyang Zela, he's not Koina Yudei Shina. But whenever the Ganav steals Metaltalim, Karkein and Igzelis, and Avodah Mokshul Karkois. So the Avodah made in Migzom does mean that's no Lava of Lai Sigzal. There is a Lava of Lai Sigzal on Karka. We mentioned there's a difficult tesis on the first daf in Perek Hazel Neshech. The tesis thinks that there's no lava blesigs on la karka. Karka and exelis, there's no is. So that's Rashi and Chumash and the Rambam and Hilchas Geneva, Hilchas Gzela, right now. So they're both quoting from the Sifrei and the Sifra. Sifra is on Vayikra and the Sifrei on Dvarim when the Torah has a din of Gzela. So the Sifra and the Sifrei both say, if you steal karka and Eretz Yisrael, you're in violation of two lavim. You violate Loisigzol and you violate Masigvul. You steal karka and Chutzlars, you're only in violation of Loisigzol. You're not in violation of the Sasek Vol, because Hasagas Gvul says the Sasek Vol Gerachman Achalos Chashetinchal, only in Eretz Yisrael. And if you steal an automobile in Eretz Yisrael, or you steal a painting or something from the next door neighbor, you're only in violation of Leisigzal. The Sasek Vol Yach is only Meyuchad if you steal Karka in Eretz Yisrael. So it says Beferish that if you steal Karka, whether Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlos, you violate Leisigzal. It's against the Taisus. So Karka, there is a love of Leisigzal. But and if it's an Eretz, it's an additional lava l'sas gruliyacha. But karkain and exelus means that the ganzlan doesn't acquire kinyon exelus. What's the relevance? What's a nafkamina? There's no kinyon exelus. So there are a few nafkaminas. So one nafkamina is that the ganav is not kind of bishinoi. The kinyon exelus that the ganzlan has develops to become a kinyon gomor whenever there's no chayvus hashava that prevents him from being kinder. The din is that whenever the gazlan steals something, the din should have really been that he's kinder legamre, whatever he steals, and he has to pay for it. But there's a din of heshavus hagzela, there's a chayvus hashava. But the chayvus hashava only applies to heshavus hagzela, asher gazal, kasher gazal, kein sher gazal, if it's still in the original state. But once it's nishtanet panim chadash bo'o lekanta, the chayvus hashava no longer applies. And whenever there's no mitzvah hashava, then there's nothing preventing the gazlan's kinyan zeila from developing to become a kinyan gomer. So the ikad din that a gazlan is kind of the shinoi is not a din in hilchas gzeila. It's a din after shinoi. It's panim chadash bo'o lekanta. The Gemara says that the Gemara has a suggestion that maybe all the Mishnayos in the last two Prokem and Baba Kama, that the Ganav is kind of Bishinu, it goes Leitzim, Vason Kalim, Tzemem Vason Begodim, Shalom Kshas Hagzela, the Gazon is kind of Bishinu. So maybe it's only Alibi de Beis Hillel, that there's a Machlokes Bisham and Beis Hillel regarding Esnan Zayn and Mechir Kelev. It says, Lo Savi Esnan Zayn Mechir Kelev Beis Hashem Alakecha, Ki Savas Hashem Alakecha, Shnehem. So the Gemara said, what does it say? Shnehem, heim, velo shinui ehem. The word shnehem, the last two letters, heimem, implies, according to Bishil, heim, velo shinui ehem, that shinui is kaina. What means shinui kaina? There's no kinyonim over there. The woman was a zayna, and they paid her by giving her an estan zayna, mechir kelev. I sold you a kelev, and you gave me a teleh, as tashlumen. So the teleh is bas apostle lahakrover. So what do you mean if you gave me a tleb and asa ayil and I waited long enough till it looks like panam chadoshes? So it's a different heftz alpi din. So that's when the Gemara raises an issue in brachas lamed ches on the base. If you have a food that's either bari pri hadama, shahakol is the miscellaneous bracha that works on anything. I'll kulam and birch shahakol yotze. Usually lachatchil you need pirit in brachas. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. You need pirit. You say ho adama. You say ho eitz. There's one opinion, Rabbi Yudah, that you even eat pirit within vegetables. Some vegetables are very pri hadama, some vegetables are very mini dushoim. So we don't accept that opinion. We say it's enough. All vegetables are very pri hadama, and that's enough pirit. And all fruits are very pri hoetz and fartik. And then sometimes you say very mini mizena, sometimes you say hamoitzi, sometimes you say very pri agof, and their brach is pratios. So lechatchili you need pirit, but b'di evid and birch okulam and birch sha'akol yotza. But the evidence is good. But lachatchil is supposed to have pirut. So what if you have a fruit or a vegetable and you cooked it? So the Gemara says in Brachas, there's a machlokes, that's called shlokas. So what do the word shlokas means? I cooked the vegetable. So Rashi writes over here on the Mishnah. Rashi writes, shlukim and v'sholim harbim mirad ad sheni mochim. It's more than cooked. It's cooked till it disintegrates, till it falls apart. Taisus on Amid Beis also writes the same. Lo shlukim v'lom v'sholim mashma. The shlika havitvei mibishol. And they say v'chei mashma bekam enduchten. The many Gemaras that give you that impression that v'sholim means cooked And shluka means he cooked until it's falling apart. Rashi and Tyson say the same. There's a Bir Agra disagrees in Yeridah and Hilchas Melicha and Hilchas Dam. Bir Agra has a whole different interpretation in the Gemara and Chulin about the Hilchas Dam. So he thinks that Sholok is less than Mavusha. Mavusha means he cooked it normally. Sholok means he cooked it a little bit. Whatever. It means it was cooked. So the Mishnah says if you have Mara, that's cooked. You're not Yotzei Dechev Asam. Why is Kavush? Because Kavush is also Kemavushal Dami. Gemara says in Chulin, Kavush Kemavushal. Gemara in Chulin is talking Kavush Kemavushal. Rashi writes Kavush Bechomitz. We say in Shulchan Aruch, why only Kavush Bechomitz? Only Chomitz? Kavush in water is also called Kavush. Let's say I have romaine lettuce and I soak it in water for 24 hours. But if you soak in a chometz, then it's even less than 24 hours. How long is that? So that says in Shulchan Aruch, Kedesh Yala Al Hur B'Yascha Lahar Siach. If you would put it on top of the fire and it would start to cook, so how long is that? So the Tiferes Yisrael HaMishnayis in one place in Zerayim writes 18 minutes. So the later commentaries in the back of the Mishnahs have comments on the Tiferes Yisrael. They say they don't know where in the world, they don't know where in the world he got this idea from. 18 minutes, everything is 18-minute matzahs, and everybody donates to the Yeshiva's Chai. When you get an aliyah, you donate $18. And you say, Yiski, you donate, everything is 18. Why is that gematria is 18? They say, Rav Moshe Feinstein used to encourage the people when he used to try to raise money at Malav. He always made Malav Malkus to raise money for Tiferes Yerushalayim. So he would say, he recommends they should give Gematria Mavis instead of Gematria Chai. Mavis is a few hundred, it's over 400, yeah. Why are you only giving Chai? Only $18. So what's up is 18 minutes. So the Achranim say they think that that's not correct. Deshi Alal Ha'ur V'yascha Lahar Siach is Kavish Kemavush or Kavish Bechaymetz of Itzir. They say is either 6 minutes or 8 minutes. Shorter, way shorter than 18 minutes. Kavush b'mayim. The Gemara says that Bosa b'chalav is only an isa derayisa lo sevashal gadi b'chalav if derech bishal lo sveter. But if you have flesh soaking in milk for 24 hours, itore lekula yoma b'chalav. If the meat soaks in the milk, itore le min sharele. If the meat is soaking in the milk, kula yoma all day long. So the Gemara says that it'll only be basa b'chalav der rabban and won't be basa b'chalav der raisa. But let's say you have a bucket full of dam and you have a piece of kosher meat or kosher food soaking in the dam for 24 hours. So then kovish kemevushal, that piece of meat will become treif. You won't be able, later on, you won't be able to squeeze out. If a piece of kosher meat falls into a bucket of dam and it's sitting there for 2 hours, for 3 hours, for 4 hours, so you can wash it off and squeeze out all the dam, and we assume you will succeed in getting out all the dam. But if it's soaking kula yayma all day long, then we assume kavish kemevushal that you won't be able to get the trefa bliya out. So that the galoshin. So that's a din deraisa. Kavish kemevushal by basa b'chalav is only the rabbanan, and kavish kemevushal by shari surim is a din deraisa. So how long is kavish kemevushal? So by chomitz of itzir, it's 6 minutes, 8 minutes. A very short period of time, according to Tiferes Yisrael, 18 minutes. You look in the Darkei Tshuva on Yeridah, so he quotes the whole discussion, how long is Kavish B'chaymetz of Itzir? And how long is Kavish in water, if it's not Chaymetz V'tzir? So Gemara's Lashon is Kula Yayma. So we mentioned already that the Beis Yosef quotes three opinions. How long is Kavish in water? So some opinions are 24 hours. That's how we pass in Kula Yayma, all day long, and the day is 24 hours long. Others say kula yama means the daytime part of the day. So when you have the equinox and day and the night are equal, so the day is 12 hours and the night is 12 hours. So that's why some Rishonim say, itore le kula yama, if you soak something all day long, means for 12 hours, he say kovish kemavushim. Then there's a third opinion that it's 3 days, 72 hours. It doesn't fit into the Gemara, so that's why we don't pass like that. The Gemara's lashon is itore le kula yama b'chelva. If you soak the meat in milk all day long, it doesn't say 3 days. Where'd they get the idea? 3 days, 72 hours? Because the din is kibola kach polto, the same way the kli became treif. That's how you have to kasher it. So if the kli became treif by tzliya, if I broiled chazer on a broiler, then you need libun. And if I cooked chazer in a pot with liquid, then you need hagala. And if you soaked it in a kli, if it's kovish kemevushal, the Gemara talks about mili v'yiri gimel yamim. You have to soak the pot in water for 72 hours, changing the water every 24 hours. So the shach happens to paskin that my moshel is no good. The shach says that mili v'yiri gimel yamim, that if you soak the pot in water for 12 hours, for 24 hours, then you switch the water a second time and a third time, adds up to 72 hours. That only helps when it's a blias tzainen and it's a hetera bola. So we're only makel if it was balea. We're makel on stam yenim, because stam yenim is only a big chumra mid the rabbanon, mishum chasnus, started off mishum chasnus. And when makel, that's the bavli, only has mili v'yiri gimel yamim by stam yenim. It's a kula. There are a lot of other kulas in stam yenim. And then the Yerushalmi has mili v'yiri gimel yamim by clay chometz. That if a chometz dik a kli has a bliya because of kovish kemevushal, so then you can kasher it. You don't need hagola. Hagola doesn't work on a kli cheres. Atari hid al kli cheres and yetzim idei dof yali yoylam. The kli cheres may well be that it's not going to be maflit anything. Maybe it'll be maflit everything. Maybe it'll be maflit part now and part later. You can never tell. But if it's only a bliya b'tzeinen, then the Gemara assumes that the bliya will get out, even though it's a kli cheres. If the bliya was only a day kovush, then the bliya will come out after mili v'yiri gimel yom. So why soaking 72 hours? So this is how some of the Rishonim came up with the idea that kovush can be mevushal in water is 72 hours. But it doesn't fit into the Gemara. The Gemara is loshen etor le'kuli yoyma b'chelva. We soak the flesh in milk for all day long. So it's either 12 hours all day long, the daytime day of the day, or 24 hours. We pass in the middle sheet, the 24. We don't go. It's always better to go the middle sheet. Halachi gedibri hamachria. That we don't pass in 72 hours, and we don't pass in 12 hours. We pass in the 24 hours. Is kovish kemevushal. So that kovish kemevushal in the context of the Gemara means kovish kemevushal, it causes a bliya. If you soak meat and milk, is kovish kemevushal, it'll be awesome. Midrabbanan mitam bas b'chol. If you soak meat in a bucket full of dam, it'll be kovish kemevushal. It'll be awesome in a Torah. Does kovish kemevushal make it that is considered mevushal? Let's say I have an esrog. So an esrog hamevushal is no good. What if I won't cook? Why? Because it's nishtana. It's considered parim chadashis. It's considered a synthetic item. No longer considered. Originally, after he plucked it off from the tree, so it's a gedule karka, grew on a tree, it's called an esrog. We know what it is. We can recognize an esrog. But then after you cook it, even though it looks exactly the same, we say, parim chadash ba'olakan, it's in shtana, it's not called an esrog anymore. So you see that you even say kovish kemevushal, not only for the purpose of bliyas. You say kovish kemevushal, it's a parim chadash ba'olakan. So that's what the Gemara in Brochas, Daf Lamed Ches on the base, that's what they have in brackets on the side. If you look in the margin, some of the cross references are in brackets, some of them are not in brackets. On the first page, on the title page of every Masechta, on the second page, the title page, so they always explain why. That all of these Marmakim is the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah with the Masoras Hashas, with the Torah, or the Marmakim is for the Tanakh. All the work was done by the same person who wrote the Shulta HaGibbon, Rabbi Shua Boaz. I think he lived in Italy before the days of the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Shulta HaGibbon. He refers to him as the Hagoas Alfasi. We call it the Shulta HaGibbon. So whatever Rabbi Shua Boaz put in the Masoras HaShoah, that's not in brackets. But a few centuries later, Rabbi Shai Berlin, who was a contemporary of the Nerdy Behuda, used to correspond with the Nerdy Behuda. His name was Rabbi Shai Pick Berlin. So he added on more marmakimas, so those are in brackets. Once in a while, you have brackets in the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah also. Here, I looked at the page Samaches Amid Aleph. So there you have something in brackets in the Ayin Mishpat. So that was added later by Rabbi Shai Berlin. So this says, Brachas Daf Lamed Ches, this is in brackets, this was added later. So what does the Gemara Brachas say? That from this Mishnah, we can prove that Shlokah should be Shahakal. If you take an apple and you cook it, it loses its bracha of ha'etz, and it becomes shahakal. Why? Because whenever you do bishul on a food item, it's considered a panim chadash is ba'olakan, it's considered a new thing. So just like shinui kaina by the gan, if it's a different chepze, it's no longer the original chepze that he stole. Panim chadash ba'olakan is no longer a chavis hashava, so therefore the ganav's kinyan zela develops to become a kinyan gomer. And just like whenever you have a shinui on eston zayin mechir kelis, I'll be passing like basilo, that is muta lahakriva agabi hamizbech. I gave the zayna grapes and she made wine out of it. I gave her chitim and she ground it up and she made flour out of it. So she can donate it, we can accept it to the Beis HaMikdash, because as chitim ason solus and anovim, and she made it into yain, is a panim chadosh bo'olakan, and it's nishtane. So if you have fruits or vegetables that should have been hadoma ha'etz, and then you cook it, so it's considered a synthetic item. So they prove it from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that mevushalim, you're not yaitzei, so it must be you're not yaitzei, because it's panim chadosh bo'olakan. Then the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, not necessarily. Gemara brachas lamed ches. Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, not necessarily a conclusive proof. Maybe it's a special local din here in Hilchas Marer. Din and tamara v'aleka. You need to taste the flavor of the marer. It doesn't mean that the marer has to taste bitter. Let's say we eat romaine lettuce. It doesn't taste bitter at all. If we would have left it in the ground longer, it would have become bitter. But you have to taste whatever the vegetable tastes like. You have to taste that flavor. But if you're going to cook it, then it's going to change the flavor a little bit. So that's not acceptable. Binan tamar v'aleka. There's no tamar. Yeah, the Gemara has that later also, in the last perek. The Gemara draws a contrast between bola matzah, yotza, and bola morer, lo yotza. What if a person swallows the morer without chewing it, or he swallows the matzah without chewing it? So do you need le'isa ublia, or is it good enough with blia alone? So the Gemara draws a contrast between bola matzah versus bola morer. The bola matzah is yotza, as long as it goes down the throat, goes down the base of blia, into the stomach, and bolamara lo yotza. Why? Because you need tamar. The achrayim have a machlokes, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Is the rule that achila always needs leisa? You always have to chew. If you swallow things and you don't chew them, that by definition that's not called achila and kol ha'terekula. And the exception to the rule is matzah, bola matzah yotza. Why should matzah be the exception to the rule? So the Bechor Shor, Amsochim says, because matzah is lechemoni. So because on the level of the rice, it's an exception. Because matzah is lechemoni, so it doesn't have to be matzah shira. If you would really require that the matzah should be very tasty, a matzah shira, then you would require it should be a normal achila. Normal achila is le'isa. Ublia, you chew it and you swallow. But because it's lechemoni, so it's good even if bola matzah, even without chewing. The psafani pshat. And the pasha pshat, the Gemara is the reverse. The rule is that blia, belila, isan, kola, tarakula is called achila. And the exception to the rule is marer. If you swallow the marer without chewing it, so then you're not going to have bina tamara v'leka. The rule is like matzah, and the marer is the exception to the rule. That's, you look at Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel was a great goyin, and he wrote an encyclopedia alphabetically arranged of his Chidush HaTorah. He has fantastic Chidush HaTorah. But during his lifetime, he only published 1.5 volumes. He published Aleph and Beis. Aleph, he covered all of his Chidushim that start with an Aleph. And Beis, he did half of the letter Beis. There's a lot about Bitl Berayt. And then the rest, he left the manuscripts. And in Europe, the descendants, the children, the grandchildren of Rabbi Yosef Engel never printed the rest. They thought they would lose, it cost money to print the Sefer. They didn't think it would sell. They didn't think that Rabbi Yosef Engel's farm would sell. So it was a misjudgment. They should have printed everything and would have sold it, would have made the millions. But they never printed it. And then they had it, when they ran away from the Nazis, they had to hide it somewhere. When they came back after the war, years later, it was missing. So we don't have the manuscripts, but apparently he wrote on Kol HaTerekula. So he has under Achila, I think in Chelek Aleph, he has under Achila, he quotes this Machlokes Achrayim. Why is Bola Matzah Yotza and Bala Morer Lo Yatzah, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. So the Pashtus is that the Bala Matzah Yatzah is the rule. Let's say when you eat a big chunk of meat, it's not normal to eat without chewing, you're going to choke. But let's say you're eating Cheerios. You have to chew all the Cheerios. You chew a little bit till you realize that everything is a tiny piece. Cheerios are very tiny pieces. You can swallow the Cheerios the way they are. You don't have to chew it. You're not going to choke on it. You just chew it a little bit to make sure that there's no plastic and there's no paper there. But once you realize that everything is tiny little pieces and it's all food, then you swallow it. So we're talking over here, bola matzah, bola marah. You're swallowing tiny particles of matzah, tiny particles of marah. So in both cases, it's considered normal achila. It's small enough to swallow. It's called achila. So the marah is the exception to the rule because you need bina tamara v'leka, because you need tamara. I remember someone was once asking Rabbi Soloveitchik a shaila, is it permissible to swallow pills that are made, let's say liver pills that come from a tray for livers? Is it permissible to swallow pills? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said it's mutter. So then he asked, what's the reason why it's mutter? So he answered back, I'm not, Rabbi Soloveitchik would do this a lot. I'm not mukhif to tell you the reason why. Why not? Because this is known from Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Rabbi Soloveitchik was a young teenager. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky used to be close to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So people asked him a shaila. So he gave a psak. And then they said they wanted to know what's the reason for the psak. He said, I'm not mechuyev to give you the reason for the psak. Because there's a tesis in Sanhedrin. The tesis has the following din. If a person doesn't want to go to a din Torah, so a bezin has a right to be kai for him. If he agrees to go to an tentara, so he can pick Zabor le'echad, Zabor le'echad, Yishneim bar le'hemayit echad, each Balvin, Reuven versus Shimon. So Reuven will pick one Dayan, and Shimon will pick one Dayan, and the two Dayan will pick the third Dayan, Yishneim bar le'hemayit echad. That's called the Bezna of Zablo. Zablo is a Rosh HaTev, Zabor le'echad. Each one picks a Dayan, and the Gemara says they'll be happy with the Psak, because they had a hand in picking the dayan. The dayan that they picked doesn't necessarily have to say that they're right. The dayan has a right to say that they're wrong. Dayan is supposed to say what he thinks the din is, not whatever his client says. Now it's scandalous when you pick, when you have a bezna of zabla. So the barrier, as they call him, the dayan that I picked, acts like a lawyer, and he always comes up with crazy reasons why I should win the din Torah. That's not right. The din Torah is not supposed to be for the purpose of winning. The din Torah is supposed to be what did the Rabbanu Shlom tell us, who's entitled to the money, not which lawyer can come up with the strongest argument to win the case. It's supposed to pass on what the din in the Torah is. Yeah, unfortunately, Zabla today is scandalous. So the Gemara says, if the person agrees to go to the Torah, then he should have the right to pick one of the Dayanim. Zabar le'echad, Zabar le'echad, Shnei bar le'hemayit echad. The two Dayanim pick the third. What if the one party refuses to go to a Din Torah? I want to bring you to a Din Torah, you don't want to go. So then I go to any Bezin, and they have the right to be koy for you to come to a Din Torah. And then, as it happens, you lose the Din Torah. So you lost the din Torah, that was the psak that was given by Bezin, that you didn't have a say in choosing the Bezin. So in that case, the Gemara says, the one who lost the din Torah, that was ois gepaskin by the Bezin, not of his choice, has the right to say, kisvili me'ezet tam dantuni. I want you to give me biksav, why I lost the din Torah, and I want to show it to big rabbis. Maybe big rabbis will be able to realize that you made a mistake. They'll be able to correspond with you or call you up on the phone, explain to you that you made a mistake. So Tosfos said, that's only, you have a right to say, kisvili me'ezet tam dantuni. That's only if the Bezin was koy for you to come to them, bal korchacha. But if you had a say in choosing the Bezin, it was a bor le'echad, it was a bor le'echad, you chose one dayan and the other one chose a dayan, and then they had a regular din Torah. They didn't force you into anything. Then you cannot say, kisvili me'ezet tam dantuni. So that's what Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky said. Bishaito 100 years ago. So he said, someone asked him a shaila in Hilchus Ribis, I think. Hilchus Ribis, what's the din? So he gave him the psak. So then they said, can you write it down? Tell us, me'ezetam, why did you pass like that? So he said, you came and you submitted yourself to me. You asked me, what's the din? I told you the dinner, I'm not mechayev to give you the reason. So Rabbi said, they say Rab Chaim said, yes, Rab Chaim Soloveitch. Rab Chaim Soloveitch, he said, he thinks he's right. He thinks Rabbi Cheskel Abramsi is right. They're having this in the biography. There's a two-volume biography about Rabbi Cheskel Abramsi. I think it's called Melech Biyofyo, something like that. Very interesting biography. So Rab Soloveitchik used to say that very often when people would ask him a shaila, he would give him a psak, and they would say, what's the reason? He said, I'm going to have to give you the reason. But as it turned out, it wreaked havoc a lot, because he wouldn't say the reason for the psak, and everybody would make up their own reason and attribute the reason to Rabbi Soloveitchik, and then they would apply his psak to other cases where it was totally incorrect. So someone once asked Rabbi Soloveitchik, are you allowed to take pills if you know that the medication, whatever it is, iron pills or whatever, that it came from trefer things? So he said, it's mutter. So they said, what's the reason why? I said, I'm not mechayev to give you the reason why. Okay. But they thought that the reason why is because you didn't chew it. That's what the one who asked the shayla thought, that it's only an isa macholos hasuris if you chew the food and you eat it. If you swallow without chewing it, so it should be awesome at the Rabbanan. It should at least be awesome at the Rabbanan. They thought that that's why. So he said, I'm not mechayev to give you the reason, but I knew that that's what the boy thought. I was sitting next to the boy who asked it. He thought the Rabbi Soloveitchik told him it's mutter because he didn't chew it. So I said, is the reason because he didn't chew it? So he said, no, that's not the reason. I'm not going to tell you the reason, but that's not the correct reason. Correct reason, because nifsam achila, because no one would ever eat the pills. Whatever, nifsam achila sodom. So there's no isa. There's an isa de rabbanan. If you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, there was never nifsam achila. That's a machlek is the in psochim. That's later. Machlek is the Rosh and the Ramban. So we in the Yeridei, in the second chelik Yeridei, they pass like the Rosh. That if you have tray for food, that's nifsam achila sodom. But the person sits and he eats it. He eats it like he has, let's say, popcorn, trefa popcorn, and he's popping in his mouth, popping one piece of trefa, another piece, keeps on eating it. He demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, it is Roy Lachila. So if he demonstrates that it's Roy Lachila, Minatoira depends on Roy B'Neodim, on normal people. If normal people hold it and sniff some Achila, so it's Mutter. But he personally feels that it's Roy Lachila, then you call it Achshave. It's a big Shaila now. There's a new phenomenon that there are people all over the world who had the COVID, so they lose their sense of smell. They hope only temporarily. So for a couple of months, and some of these people, there's some kind of syndrome. They have a name for it, and when they smell the food, everything is fakert. When they smell rotten food, it smells delicious, and when they smell delicious food, It's awful. So some of these people are religious. So they don't want to eat matzah. The matzah is like eating a dead nevela. It tastes awful. And the awful flavor lingers in their mouth for days after they eat it. So the shaila is, are they mechuyev to eat matzah if it tastes awful? It's a serious shaila. Yeah, but the nifsam achila sodom depends on roi b'nei adam. Yeah, so getting back again.
Do you have any idea why the Rav didn't want to disclose the reason in that case?
I don't know. That was what he always used to do, that shtick. He always used to say, I'm not mechayev to tell you the reason. Because he liked that, what Rab Chaim approved of what Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky said, I'm not mechayev to tell you the reason because I didn't force you to accept my psak. You submitted yourself willingly to my psak. So I'm not mechayev. But it made a big kilkel because he didn't say why. So everybody made up their own explanation, and they attributed their explanation to Rabbi Soloveitchik. The shaila is, let's say, you say, an esrig that's mevushal is also no good. Even though you're not talking about blias, you say, kovishka mevushal, not only that it gives tam, kovishka mevushal is considered mevushal. And an esrig ha-mevushal is no good, so an esrig ha-kovish is also no good. What about a lulav? Many people have a practice. In the days of the Tanaim, they had this practice. They would, after they finished davening in the morning, they would take the lulav that was the eged together with the hadassim and the arabis, and they would put it in a bucket of water to keep it fresh. A lot of people still do it today. Other people separate the hadassim and the arabis from the lulav, and they wrap it up and they put it in the refrigerator so that it retains freshness for longer. But in the days of the Gemara, many people still have the practice. They put it in a bucket of water. So the water, let's say, is a foot deep. So the bottom of the lulav, the bottom foot of the lulav, and the bottom 12 inches of the Hadassah and Arabis are soaking in water. So if you leave it over Shabbos, so Friday morning you come home from shul, you put it in the bucket, chveis at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then Shabbos, you're not going to shake a lulav, so it's going to be in the bucket for almost 48 hours. Every day you're going to take it out of the bucket, so the davening takes 2 hours. Till you go to shul, till you come back from shul. So it's not going to be kavush with 24 hours straight. If it's kavush with 22 hours, then there's a pause for 2 hours, then there's kavush another 22 hours. Doesn't add up. You don't say kavush kemavushal. You only say kavush kemavushal if it's kavush directly for 24 hours in a row. But over Shabbos, if you put the lulav, the hadassim and the arabis in a bucket of water on Friday morning at 9 o'clock, and then it stays there till Sunday morning at 7 o'clock when you take it out, so that's a big question. Do you say kavush kemavushal? It's not a food item. Maybe the whole idea of kavush kemavushal makes sense on moror and makes sense on an esrog. An esrog is a food item. Esrog is edible, but maybe it doesn't apply to a piece of wood. They say kavush kemavushal on a lulav. The Gemara only says that the esrog hakavush hamavushal is possible. Never said what's the din of lulav. So the Achronim quote that there's a Tshuvas HaRamban on it. They have a manuscript of Tshuvas HaRamban. So the Achronim have two girsas, what the correct girsa should be, and the Tshuvas HaRamban, whether yes or no. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, the regular Shulchan Aruch Yeridei Hilchos Basa B'Cholov, so the Pischei Tshuva quotes that discussion. What did the Ramban say? Did he say good or did he say no good? Did he say it's kosher or not? And the Stechemet has a long arichas on this. He quotes the whole discussion, where the whole thing, the Stechemet, is in the encyclopedia that was written 100 years ago. So the Stechemet quotes that whole discussion. So again, so the Gemara in Brachas had a machlokes. What bracha do you say on shlokes, on fruits or vegetables that were cooked? Does it retain the original bracha? They say, no, it's a panam chadash. Abishol makes a panam chadash. So they wanted to prove it from this Mishnah. It says, you're not yotzei b'mevushalim. So then the Gemara says, not necessarily a proof. Maybe it's only a local din in Hilchas Mara. It doesn't apply to brachas. Maybe it's because binan tamara v'leka, it's a new reason. Just like you say that bola mara lo yotza, bola matza yotza, that's in the last parak. Bola matzah yotza, bola mara lo yotza means blia b'li le'isa, if he didn't chew. It's a special. The pashtus is that the rule is like matzah, that blia and kol ha'torah kula is called achila. Even if he didn't chew it, if it's a small thing, then it's called achila. And blia by mara is lo yotza. Yeah, that's a discussion. Yeah, how do we paskan halacha l'maisa by shlokas? So we paskin if it's ishtani, it depends whether it's ishtani. We don't paskin like either of the two opinions in the Gemara. There's a third opinion. It depends whether the bishul was ishtani ligriyusa or ishtani limalyusa. Let's say you have raw potatoes. So people in America, we don't eat raw potatoes. So we only eat the potatoes after you cook it. So when you cook the potatoes, that's ishtani limalyusa. You make it edible. It doesn't, the way we're used to it, it doesn't taste good when it's raw potatoes. So if you eat raw potatoes, you say shahakol, because it's achilo shalokaderach achilosai. But if you eat the cooked potatoes, then you say bari pi hadama. Same thing, let's say you have wine, and then you convert the wine into cognac, or you convert the wine into brandy. Brandy and cognac started off as wine. And the brandy and the cognac is more expensive than wine. So that if it's more expensive, means that it's ishtani limal yusa. So that's what Rabbi Yankefem did and other poskim say halacha lemaisa. Rabbi Tzvi Pesel Frank has a tshuva about this. So they say that cognac and brandy, the bracha is bar piagofen, because it started off as wine, it's bar piagofen, and it's ishtani, but it's ishtani limal yusa. But if it's ishtani ligri yusa, I don't know. Let's say in America, it's very common that everybody eats raw apples. Some people still eat baked apples. I don't know. Are there a lot of people who would only eat raw apples? They would not eat baked apples. I'm not sure. I don't know, baked apples, I think when I was a little boy, baked apples used to be more popular. Or maybe my mother used to make baked apples more often. Now I hardly ever get to eat a baked apple. My wife never makes it. When you go to weddings, I don't think they serve baked apples either. But maybe that would be considered the Shtani Ligri Yusa. There's a Tosis in the last Perek. Tosis quotes a Rashi. We don't have this Rashi in his commentary on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Yayim Mevushal is Posel Anasech HaGabi HaMizbeach. It's Posel Finisach HaYayim. Minchas Meniskem Kemeduber. You're supposed to pour wine down the Shishin, down the pipes on the Mizbeach. So if it's Yayim Mevushal, so it's Posel. So Rashi is of the opinion that Yayim Mevushal Bishal on Yayim is Ishtani Ligri Yusa. It makes it inferior. So the bracha on wine, Yayim Mevushal Shahakol, because it loses its original identity and it's considered a synthetic food. A synthetic food is not considered wine. It's a shakel on miscellaneous foods that are not huadoma, not huaitz, and not mizonis, not amoitzi, and not bar piagofim. So it's shakel. Okay, that's the miscellaneous bracha. That's Rashi Shita. Tesis in the last parak, I'm sorry. Tesis quotes the Rashi and they disagree. So why is it ishtani ligri yusa? Axeris HaKosov, that he can't use it for Nisach HaGabi HaMizbeach. I think the very expensive wines that come from Italy and France and Spain, I think they are non-Mevushal. I think the Goyim like to have fancy, ritzy wines should not be Mevushal. But just because it's not fancy, schmancy, delancy, it's not the highest level. That's not enough to call it Ishtani Ligriusa. It's inferior. It's not inferior. So Taisa says that Yai Mavushal still retains the bracha. It doesn't lose the bracha of Bori Piago. It doesn't go down to become Shaka. But that's Rashi Shita. The Yai Mavushal is Shaka because it's called Ishtani Ligri Yusa. Here the Mishnah says that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Mora, you have to eat a kazayas. It says on the fifth line, Umitztar from the kazayas, all the five minim. If you don't have a kazayis of chazeres, you have a little bit chazeres and a little bit tamcha, a little bit charchevin, a little bit ulshin, you lead a little all together. Pelkede achilas pras, everything is mitzarf yachad, or mitzarf from the kazayis. It's all mitzarf from two kazayis. There's a problematic rush on the last perek, perek arib sochim, where the rush, kilachayad, raises the issue. Do you need a kazayis? You never explicitly raises the issue here. And my in the standard edition is page Kuf Lamed Gimel on the second column. Second column, you see when you have a rush, so you have this is Amud Aleph, this is Amud Beis, this is Amud Gimel, and this is Amud Dalet. In the Gemara, there's only one column of Gemara on each page. So there's Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. But in the rush and in the Mordechai, you have two columns on every page. So you have Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, Amud Gimel, Amud Dalet. There are four Amudim on every daf. We just came across Betzalel Ranchburg. We just came across recently. He refers you to some sefer, and he tells you to look Amud Dalet. Yeah, that's I forgot already where it was. I think we just had it. Here it is, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Betzalel Ranchburg on the bottom of the page tells you, look in the Tshuva Shagas Aryeh, Daf, what is it? Daf Pei Hei. His edition, Daf Pei Hei, Amud Dalet. Yeah. And Shagas Aryeh, you also have two columns on every page. You can have Amud Aleph, yeah. So here, take a look in the Rosh on page Kuf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis. By me, that's Simon Chof Hei. So the Rosh raises the issue, Kela'acha Yad. He starts with Masnisen. In Perek Arbe Pesach and Perek Asiri, Simen Chof Hei, so first he has the mission, then he has Gemara on the bottom where it says, Kuf Yudala on Beis Gemara, Tanya. Then he says, Achol Alach Hatzoy and Yotzo. If you eat a little bit now, a little bit later, you Yotzo, Bavad She Elohi Hei Ben Achil Lechavetor, Yotzo Mekedei Achil Ospras. It's a lot misleading. The Loshon HaBraisa, it's Tanya, it's a Braisa. Loshon HaBraisa is misleading. It sounds like the din of Kedei Achilas Pras is a Shiran Hafsoke. if there's a shehiyah between achila rishon and achila shniyah, the amount of time kedei achilas pras, then that's mevatel et tziruf. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham explains that that's a misreading. That's the din is not so. It's a little bit inaccurate. It's not a din in bittul hatziruf. In order to be mitzaref, I ate half a gezeis before half a gezeis later. You need, there shouldn't be more than kedei achilas pras from the beginning of the first half a gezeis till the end of the last half a gezeis. Not that there shouldn't be kedei achilas pras in between. It's not a shear in hapsoke, not a shear in the bitlat tziruf. It's a shear in the tziruf that there should be tach kedei achilas pras. So the Gemara is talking about morer. That morer, you have to eat a gezeis tach kedei achilas pras. So the Rosh writes, Mishum de mevorach al achilas morer tzorach sheyochol kazayis en achila bepochus mikazayis. We say bracha she kedushan tzavano al achilas morer. So he said because we say alach, that's what it sounds like. Because we say a bracha al achilas morer and achila pchus mikazayis. That's why you have to eat a kazayis. Avol biyirokas harishainais. But when you eat koirach, when you eat karpas. You don't say birchas hamitzvah, asher kedushan b'mitzvos v'tzivano al achilas koirach, al achilas karpas. You just say birchas hanenin. They maskirim aleihem achila by the mitzvahs morer. You say al achilas morer. So ein achila pchusim kazais. But in karpas, you don't say birchas hamitzvah at all. You just say bar priho adama. So the din is you say bracha birchas hanenin even if you eat less than a kazais. The bracha shalachreh bar nefashes, you only say if you eat a kazayis. But the bracha vishani say even if you have less than a kazayis. So the Rosh is sort of raising an issue. The Rosh is presenting as if he's asking a shaila. If you read it slowly, he says that mishum de mevarach al achilas mar, because of the bracha al achilas mar, that's why the brisa says you need a kazayis. Ein achila b'chutz min kazayis. But in karpas, where there's no bracha al achilas karpas, just bar pi adama, there you don't need a kazayis. So the Shagas Aryeh has a tshuva. If you look on the regular Shulchan Aruch, they have the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetet. So the Shari Tshuva refers you to the Shagas Aryeh Siman Kuf. So the Shagas Aryeh says, what do you mean? What the Rosh is medayik from the Loshon HaBraisa? The Mishnah Lamed Tes says, let's start from the kazayis. What does he need? HaBraisa and Daf Kuf Yudalet. The Mishnah says, let's start from the kazayis. He can have a fifth of the kazayis of Chazeres and a fifth of kazayis of Tamcha, fifth of a kazayis of a charchavina, kulam mitzar from the kazayis. And it's a din deraisa. It's not because of the bracha. He says, because the chachamim composed the bracha al achilas morer, that's why you have to eat a kazayis. So why did they make a bracha al achilas? Why didn't they say a bracha al mitzvahs morer? So we wouldn't have to eat a kazayis. And according to that's what the Shagas Aryeh says, according to the Rosh, you shouldn't need a kazayis when you have koirach. It should be enough, a little bit of morer, a tiny little bit of morer. There's no need to, because you don't say a bracha al achilas koirach. You don't say a bracha al achilas. You only say, why did the Chachamim compose a nusach bracha that's matriachas tida kazayis? I should have said a bracha al mitzvahs morer. So you wouldn't need a kazayis. That's what Shagas Aryeh is tiny. He's not happy with this Rosh. The Pasuk in Chumash says, amatzas and merorim yochluhu. You have to have, you should eat the korban pesach in conjunction with matzah and mar. It says, Ba'erev tochlu matzahs. That's a separate pasuk. Yivim is mancha. Ein beis hamikdash kayim. We pasuk in matzah bizman azez deraisa. There was one opinion in Perek Arvei Psochim that just like mar bizman azez, only the rabban is zeichel hamikdash, because mar is only hechsher with the pischa. So bizman azez, that's how the Rambam learns. So bizman azez, mar can't be deraisa. There's no, only comes in conjunction with the korban pesach. To enhance the mitzvah, should be a mitzvah b'shleimus of Karban Pesach. If you eat Karban Pesach without matzah mar, you're yotzei, but it's a mitzvah shelo b'shleimus. Like if you bring a chatos and you only do one zrika, you're supposed to do four zrikas on the dalad karnas hamizbeach. So if you do one zrika, so there's a machlokes b'sham and b'silul, and perik b'shamai in zvachim. That's the name of the perik is b'shamai. B'shamai disagree with b'silul. You need more than one zrika, and we pass like Basil. If you have one zrika, Saddam, in one corner, it's good enough for the Yebet. So why do you need the other three zrikas? That's a mitzvah, Bishlei Musa. By mitzvahs, by mitzvahs, deraisa, you can have a lachatchil and b'di'evad. Lachatchil, the mitzvah b'shlei musa is like this, and b'di'evad, it's a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa, yoytze. That's what Tosis writes. You can have by mitzvahs, deraisa, you can have a lachatchil and b'di'evad. Tosis writes, we must have mentioned it many times, that by chalitza is a mitzvah. So chalitza, lachatchil, you need kriyas apsukim, and you need rikika also. But b'di'evad, the rikika is not mi'akev, and the kriyas apsukim is not mi'akev, only the chalitza sasandol is mi'akev. Tosis says, when it comes to kashrus, when it comes to tevel and a mikveh, there is no lachatchil, you need so much, and b'di'evad it's good without that. You're talking about a matir. Either it's mutar or it's also. How can you have, on the level of the rabbanon you have, lechatchila the get should have been written like this, and b'di'evad the get is kosher without. So Tosis in Gittin writes, that's a dead giveaway that it's only a din de rabbanon. If it would be a din de raisa, it wouldn't make sense to have a lechatchila b'di'evad on the level of the raisa. Lechatchila b'di'evad only makes sense by a mitzvah. Is there a hider mitzvah to write a get on a golden plaque? A hider mitzvah to make it beautiful? There's no mitzvah. A get is a matir. Kashrus is a question. Either it's mutar or it's also. There's no mitzvah. So you can't have lachatchilim b'di'evad on the level of the rice and kashrus. It's only going to be midirabban. So nachamol. So the Mishnah says beferish that you need a kazayas. So what did the Rosh have to discuss on the Brice and Afkuf Yadalat? So enough in the Mishnah. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, they have this pshat, there was one of the Gedolim in Europe from a few hundred years ago, the one who wrote the Mogen Ha'elef on the side of the, the Sefer of the Nesivis and Hilchas Pesach, the Mekor Chaim. So there's a commentary on the side by this Goen. He was a big bucky, fantastic bucky. He wrote Svarim, he wrote on Kiddushin, on Gitna, on Ksubas, on Yavamas, he wrote on everything. And he left the Tzavua that whoever will print his Svarim, it'll be a Zgula for Refuah if anyone's sick in their family. So people keep on printing his Svarim. So they printed a Haggadah from this Goen. I forgot what it's called. So in his Haggadah, he has the same shot that Rav Soloveitchik said. Said, no, the Shagasai misunderstood the Rosh. The Mishnah says on Daf Lamedes that they need a Kazayis of Mora. That's a din deraisa. Even on the Chumash Amatzis, Imram Yochlu Hu doesn't go on Achila on the Mora. It goes on Achila on the Korban Pesach. Matzis, Imram Yochlu Hu goes on the Korban Pesach. But still, it's self understood that you need Achila on a Matzah, it says, Be'erev Tochle Matzis. So it says Loshan Achila on Matzah, so you need a Kazayis. But it never says Achila on the Mara. So how did the Tanoim know in the Mishnah Lamentes? How did the Tanoim know that you need a Kazayis of Mara? The answer is it's a mitzvah Achila. We know. Ain't Achila Pusim a Kazayis? That's a dinner. Call it Tarakula. How do you know you only get Malkus if you eat a Kazayis of Trefus? Because ain't Achila Pusim a Kazayis. So if you have a mitzvah of Achila on the Mara, so it's self understood that you need a kazai. So the Rosh was misupik. What about Bizman Hazeh? The Gemara says on Lamed Tes Amid Beis, we didn't get there yet. And Amid Beis of the daf that we're learning. So the Gemara says the Feirish that Mora Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan. Rashi has two pshotim on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Arab Psochim that Mora Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan. Why Zechel Amigdosh? So Zechel Amigdosh is a little unclear. What does it mean? There is a mitzvah, the Gemara in Sukkah says, there is a mitzvah to make Zechel HaMikdash. The Navi Yirmiyah, I think, complains. Tzion Dorish Ein Lo. No one cares about the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and nobody is concerned about it. Dorish Ein Lo. No one is interested at all in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara infers, Mechlal, the inference of the words of the Navi Yirmiyah, Mechlal the Bayad Risha. We should discuss the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So there is a mitzvah to make a Zechel HaMikdash, to remember that we used to have a Beis HaMikdash. We used to have a lot of mitzvahs. We don't have them anymore. So the shaila is that the mitzvah to eat Mora Bizman HaZeh, is that Zechel HaMikdash? Zechel HaMikdash is the mitzvah? What do you say? No, Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a mitzvah of Achilos Mora Bizman HaZeh. It's not a mitzvah to make a Zechel HaMikdash. There is such a mitzvah. Tzion Derishen LaMechal DeBayad Risha. You should make Zechel HaMikdash. But here, maybe Zechel HaMikdash is the motivation what motivated the Chachamim, the Tanoim, after the Churban HaBayis, to introduce a mitzvah achilas morah bizman hazeh. The nafkamina will be where they need a kazayis bizman hazeh. Bizman she beis hamikdash hayakayim and morah was a din deraisa. The Rosh knows that that's a kazayis. Ein achilah b'chusim kazayis, that he knows. The only shaitli has is bizman hazeh. So then the Rosh is poishe, so he can say, this is how Rav Soloveitchik suggests, and whether it really fits into the words. See, the Shagasari understood the Rosh that because you say Asher Kedushan b'mitzvos v'tzvanu al achilos morer, if they would have composed the nusach al mitzvos morer, you wouldn't have had to eat a kazayis at all bizman hazeh. But you wouldn't have had to eat a kazayis. But because they composed the nusach habrach al achilos morer, that's why ein achila b'chusim kazayis. So that's what the Shagasari taina. So why did they compose the nusach al achilos? Should have composed the nusach al mitzvos morer. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, like this, the one who wrote the Magen Ha'elef, a different shot. The fact that there is a bracha bechlal is an indication that it's a mitzvah of maror. If it would have been only a mitzvah to make a zecha l'migdash, tzion dorashena mechal debayit risha, there wouldn't have been a bracha. Why? Who says that? So the Chok Yankif is a commentary on the bottom of the page in Hilchas Pesach, in the big Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chok Yankov on every page. He always has something to say. He always quotes all the Rishonim and all the Achronim. It's a very good beer, very good commentary, very nicely written. So I think the one who wrote the Chok Yankov is also the author of the Shalos HaTshuvos Shev Yankov. There's a Tshuvos Shvus Yankov, there's a Shalos HaTshuvos Shev Yankov. So he wrote, I think, the Tshuvos Shev Yankov. And he has a commentary on the bottom of the page in the Ein Yaakov, which is a likut of all the Agadatis in the Gemara. So he has a comment on the bottom of the page that's called Iyun Yaakov. His name was Yaakov. And Ein Yaakov is Ein Yaakov. So it's called Iyun Yaakov. He always has a halachic twist on every Agadata. He tries to analyze what's the din. What's the din if the story was like this? So what does the halacha have to say? Even in cases where it doesn't seem that they're talking about dinim at all, they'll always introduce some halachic angle. So the Chok Yankov on Hilchas Pesach on the Shulchan Aruch, when it says that you eat koirach, and you eat koirach, zechel migdush kehil kein asil, bezman shabis migdush ayikayim. So he quotes a funny comment from the Aruch. The Aruch was a contemporary of Rashi. Rav Nosson Bal Aruch lived in Rome, and in Shulchan Aruch they quote that Rashi sent a shaila to the Aruch. If you have a bris on Rosh Hashanah, when do you do the bris? Normally you do the bris after davening is over. On a regular Shabbos Yantav, you do the bris. After Musaf, after everybody finishes davening, you go, you do the bris. But what about Rosh Hashanah? It's going to take forever. You're not going to finish before Chatzos. So maybe that's what the Prima Gonim explains. What was the shaila that Rashi asked of the Aruch? Shaila was, because on Rosh Hashanah, you say so many piyutim, so you're not going to finish davening musaf till way after Chatzos. So maybe that's a violation of Zriz Magdim LeMitzvos. We had the Gemara in the beginning of the first parak. The Gemara says, Kol Hayom Kosher LeMilo, you can do the Bris Milo all day long on the Yom HaShemini, Ela She Zriz Magdim LeMitzvos. So you do Zriz Magdim LeMitzvos, you do it, you daven at the early minyan, you do the Bris. What if you daven at the late minyan? Also good. What if you daven at the late minyan, at 9 o'clock minyan, 9:30 minyan? You do the bris after. What if you're going to do the bris after Chatzos? So the Prima Gadim says he thinks that's a bittel. That's a violation of Zviz Magdim LeMitzvos. If you don't do it exactly the earliest available opportunity, you didn't do the hiddur in Zviz Magdim, but you didn't violate Zviz. But if you do it after Chatzos, Prima Gadim thinks that that's a violation of Zviz Magdim. So that's what motivated, that's what the Shaila was, that Rashi sent the Shaila to the Aruch, the Rabbeinu Nosson Bal Aruch. When do you do the bris on Rosh Hashanah? You're going to do the bris after Musaf, it'll be way after Chatzos. So that's what he answered. No, you do the bris right before Tkiya Shofar. You have to Kriyas HaTorah before Tkiya Shofar. So the Chok Yankov quotes from the Aruch, when we eat Koirach, do we say a bracha she kedushana b'mitzvos of tzivanu on eating koirach? So he says, no, it's only a mitzvah of zecher l'migdash. When you do a mitzvah zecher, so Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that oruch, when you do a mitzvah zecher, there really is no maisa mitzvah. The klal is one only recites a bracha. We must have spoken about this when we learned Dav Zayin. Kol haMitzvos Kulam Aracha Leim Oy VeLasiyosam. A bracha, Birchas haMitzvah, is recited when a person does a Maisa haMitzvah. If you have a Kiyam haMitzvah without doing a specific, let's say I move into a house and there are mezuzahs there from before. The previous tenant left the mezuzahs, and I'm Yotzei, but now that I'm living there, I'm Yotzei. So the Magen Avraham has a Chiddush. I have to say a bracha, Shekedishonah b'mitzvah, Yisavitzivana, Lodu b'abai sheyesh bo mezuzah. So all the later Paschim say we don't Paschim like that Magen Avraham. You only say a bracha when you do a Maisa mitzvah. Here there's a Kiyama mitzvah. You have a mezuzah on the house that you're living in. But you didn't do a Maisa mitzvah. Kviyas ha-mezuzah. Let's say if I can't climb up, I'm not healthy enough. I can't climb up on a ladder to nail up the mezuzah. And say, yes, someone else, do me a favor. You nailed the mezuzah on my house. So the other fellow is doing me a taifa. He's doing a gmilas chesed. But who's mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah? The one who lives in the house, not the one who's nailing the mezuzah. And nonetheless, the one who lives in the house does not say the bracha, l'kvaya mezuzah. The one who nails the mezuzah, who's not being mekayim a mitzvah mezuzah, he's helping me. I live in the house. I'm being mekayim. He's mekayim a mitzvah gmilas chasadim. He's helping me out because I can't climb up. I'm not up to it. I can't climb up on the ladder to nail the mezuzah on my own. So he's mekayim the mitzvah gmilas chasadim. He says the bracha. So that's what the Oruch says. Whenever there's a mitzvah that zechel amigdash, there is no maisa hamitzvah. You're eating korach, but the eating the korach is not the mitzvah. That conjures up when you're eating the korach, you conjure up in your mind an image of what it looked like that Hillel lived. Hillel was a chief rabbi. Hillel was Shammai. The Gemara says for the end of the first parak in Masechus Shabbos, he was the chief rabbi, and Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. Baisheni was Churban in the year 70. So the year 30 before the counting, before the common counting began, that's when Hillel was the chief rabbi, and he ate Churban Pesach. So when we eat the korach, we conjure up in our mind an image of what it was like in the days of the Bais Sheni. Hillel is eating the korach. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not a maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have that in mind, that you have that in mind. Take, for example, there is a machlokes hatanoim regarding charoses, whether dipping the morah into charoses is a mitzvah midirabbanan, or it's only a medical recommendation because there may be worms in the maror. The worms there are kosher worms and non-kosher worms. So these will be kosher worms, but it's not healthy to have live worms crawling around in your stomach. So the Tana recommends Mishum Kippa, Kuf Yud Pei Aleph. Kippa is the name of the worm. It's a kosher worm. It's mutter to eat it, but it's not healthy. So you should really dip the maror into charoses in order to kill the worms for health purposes. But the other Tana, Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik says, no, charoses is a mitzvah midirabbanan. What kind of a mitzvah midirabbanan is it? So the Gemara, the Bavli has two suggestions, and the Rishami has a third suggestion. So the Bavli has, it's in Paragar Reb Sotin. So the Bavli has, here, the top of Kuf Tezayin Omid Aleph, Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph, 8 lines from the top. So the Gemara says, what's the my mitzvah? 12 lines from the top. My mitzvah, why does Reb Lezer Reb Sotik call this a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Reb Levi Amizechel Tapuach. Pasuk says, Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticha. So the Tapuach doesn't mean an apple. In Biblical Hebrew, Tapuach means a citrus fruit. That's what Tosis writes in the end of Tainis. Tosis cites Tapuach is Esrog. What means a citrus fruit? Oranges. You can smell it from a distance. Tachas haTapuach haRaticha. So we want to have Zecha leTapuach. And Rabbi Yochanan is Zecha leTit. That the Jewish people were building all of these buildings, and they were using cement. So Zecha leCement. So the Gemara says, depending on the Bavli gave the two reasons. Depending on the different reason, it should be a different type of consistency. So Amar Abai Hilchach Tzorach leKehuye veTzorach leSemuche. You should make it. It should have a acidic flavor. Just like orange juice or esrog juice. Whenever people make charoses, so they always use a lot of apples. Because the Gemara says tapuach, and they think tapuach is an apple. It's really a mistake. Rav Salvechik pointed out, it's really a mistake. Tapuach, and the Gemara means a citrus fruit. That's a Tosis in the end of Tainus on an Amud base there. So tzarch l'kuhuye, you have to have a little orange juice in that it should have that spunky acidic flavor to it to remind you of tachas atapocha raticha. And tzarch l'smuchin should be thick. Tzarch l'kuhuye zecha l'tapuach, because the citrus fruits have acidic flavor. Tzarch l'smuchin should be thick, zecha l'tit, like cement. So that's what it's, and then there's a third reason that the Rishonim quote Tosis quotes from the Yerushalmi, that it's Zecha Ledam. Here it is. The second Tosis on Kuf Tezayin Amalat Tzorch L'Smuchi Yerushalmi Omar, Zecha Ledam. So much Jewish blood was spilt, so you should be Zecha Ledam. So we do all of them. So we have very thick Charoises. Then we pour in purple wine. Red wine, zecha l'dam, unless you live in a community where there's a concern there may be an alilas adam. They'll say that we killed Christian babies in order to have Christian blood mixed into the charoses. So then you don't do that. Okay. But we haven't had alilas adam in a while. They had in every generation. They had in the early 1900s. There was alilas adam. There was a famous case in Russia. Yeah. The Bilas process, the Bilas trial. So they found the guy guilty of killing. It was ridiculous. And then a couple of years later, the one who killed the Christian baby admitted that the whole thing was a bilbo. The whole thing was a lie. Then the guy Bilas moved to America later in the end of his life. Anyway, and the one who defended him gave an 8-hour presentation. It was the Rabbi Mazar. He had gone to law school. He was a lawyer. And he was appointed the chief rabbi in Moscow. He was a learned person. He was an Orthodox rabbi. A lot of the rabbis at that time were not Orthodox. The government appointed. But Mazar is a Rosh Yitevis, Mizera Aharon HaKoyen. They were Kohanim. Jackie Mason, his original name was Mazar. But Mazar doesn't sound normal in America, so he changed it to Jackie Mason. I think his brother was a rabbi, Rabbi Mazar. So getting back again. So you should start off with charoses that's thick, and then you should pour in purple wine, and the ingredients in the charoses should be tapuach. So if you want to use apples, gesunte, hey, but that's not what it means. Tapuach. Tapuach means citrus fruits. So at least some of it you have to pour in a little orange juice or something like that. So you take tzorch l'kuhi, so you have that flavor. So there's a stir in the Rambam between the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos on this Mishnah, when the Mishnah has this machlokes hatanai, whether charoses is a mitzvah, here. The Mishnah is Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the last few lines in the Mishnah. So the Tanna Kamma holds up al pi shein charoses mitzvah. It's only for health purposes that you dip the mor into charoses to kill the worms. The worms are kosher worms. That's what Tosis writes. The worms are kosher worms. They're kosher worms and non-kosher worms. So Tosh says the worms are kosher worms, but it's not healthy to swallow them. So that's why you have to, that's why you have here. The Tosh is on Kuf Tezvavim Abeis, the Ramaschal Kippa. So they explain that these are kosher worms, but it's unhealthy to have the worms crawling around in your stomach. So that's why you should dip in a charoisis to kill a worm. So that's the first time it says charoisis is not a mitzvah. It's only for medical purposes. Our blood's Reb Tzadik is an individual Tana. He says charoisis is a mitzvah mid the Rabban, and either zecha l'tapuach, or zecha l'tit, according to the Yerushalmi, zecha l'dam. The three opinions. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos writes, and we don't paskan like our blessed Reb Tzadik, and the proof is that when we have charoisis, we don't say a bracha al achilas charoisis. We don't recite a bracha al achilas charoisis. If the din would have been like our blessed Reb Tzadik, we would have said a brach al achilas charoisis. Interesting. Achilas charoisis. We always thought that you dip the mor into the charoisis. So the Rambam says no. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says you dip the matzah, not only the mor, you dip, according to the Tanakhami, you only dip the charoisis in the mor in order to kill the worms. That's all. But the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah paskens like a Reb Lezmer, so the charoisis is a mitzvah. So he holds that you dip the matzah in the charoisis, and you dip the mor in the charoisis, and you also dip the karpas in the charoisis. Karpas is a mitzvah sachila mid the rabbonim. So the question is, do you say a bracha al achilas charoisis? Do you eat? That's what the Achrayim point out. The Rambam holds in the Pirush HaMishnayos, eat a kazayis of charoisis. There are sources for that. Eat a kazayis of charoisis. And the Rambam says the fact that we don't recite a bracha l'achilus charoses is in our Haggadahs, we don't have it. It's a hechacha that the din is not like Rabbi Lezmer of Sadik. So the Lecha Mishnah points out, you look in the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, he reversed himself on both issues. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, like Rabbi Lezmer of Sadik, charoses is a mitzvah. And nonetheless, you don't say a bracha on it. Why don't you say a bracha on charoses? So the Lecha Mishnah quotes from the tour that there's a din of Iker and Tofel. There are mishnayos and brachas that, if, let's say, if you have a baked potato that's burning hot and you put some butter or some margarine on a potato. So if you eat margarine, the bracha should be shahakol. And if you eat potato, the bracha should be bar pri hadoma. So if you're eating potato with salt on it, a potato with margarine on it, you should have said two brachas, bar pri hadoma on the potato and the shahakol on the salt or on the margarine. So the Mishnah says no. If you're eating an ikar and a tofa, birach aleika potas hatvelu. There's no need to recite a bracha on the tofel. So the Mishnah has, and you have, Rabbi Moshe Weinstein has a lot of tshuvas about ikar and tofel. How do you determine what's the ikar and what's the tofel? So the question is, that rule, birach alika potas hatfela, does that only apply to birchas hanehenin? Does it even apply to birchas hamitzvah? Where do you have two mitzvahs that one is an ikar, one is a tofel? So Tosfos Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, that's the last daf in the Masechta, the last Mishnah, is a person, a normal person. This year is Erev Pesach, Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, so you don't shecht on Erev Pesach. If it's Choliyos B'Shabbos, you don't shecht Chagigas Arba Osar. Chagigas Arba Osar, there's a din you bring on Pesach Shavua Sukkos, of the Shalosh Regalim, you bring three karbonas, Riyah Chagiga and Simcha. So that you have to shecht the Shalmei Chagigi, you have to shecht it on Yontav. Can't shecht it on Erev Yontav. Chagigas HaBa'asar is Lav Deraisa. That's, we paskan. Chagigas HaBa'asar is Lav Deraisa. The Gemara quotes, there's one Tana holds, Chagigas HaBa'asar is Deraisa, and it's Dechel Shabbos. Even if Erev Pesach Choli is B'Shabbos, you shecht the Chagigas HaBa'asar. But the Gemara says, we don't paskan like that. We pass on Chagigas HaBa'asar is Lav Deraisa. So why did he introduce it? Midirabbanan? Because the Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSova. You don't want the person, there are poor people, and when it comes Leil HaSeder, everybody has to eat meat. Even those people who are vegetarians all year long, they mechuyav to eat meat on Leil HaSeder. Whether they like it or not, they have to eat the kazayas of Korban Pesach, even if they choke on it. So some people are poor, and they can't afford flesh. They have to save up a lot of flesh in order to become shutfim, to eat the fleshig, their kazayas on Leil HaSeder. They're going to get a lamb chop, shine from the Korban Pesach. But if it's a person who hasn't eaten flesh in the longest since last Pesach, or since the last month, he may be so eager to eat the meat, he may crack one of the bones. He may start chewing on the bones. And that's a separate loy sesed that only applies to Korban Pesach. Etzim lasish brubo. There's no such din by any on the Korban. Only by the Korban Pesach there's a din etzim lasish brubo. So if the person hasn't eaten meat in a long time, we're so used to eating meat, we leave over. When we eat meat, we leave over meat a lot of times. That's also a question. That's not right. Leave over, then you throw it out. So shalom from Baltashchis. So the Gemara says, Baltashchis de gufe is mochomer than Baltashchis on the meat. If the person's going to overeat, so that's not healthy. He doesn't want to overeat. So Baltashchis on his body is more important than the Baltashchis on the meat. Okay. So, but if on Pesach night, if the people, a lot of people are eating meat, they haven't had meat in the longest time. So they may be so eager to eat the Korban Pesach to start chewing the bones. And the Korban Pesach has to be bashnasa, has to be before the first birthday. It's not like human beings are born every day of the year. Every day of the year, someone has a birthday. But behemoths are born, that's the season. Behemoths are usually born in this season. And the behemoths are very young. And if you wait till next year to bring it Korban Pesach, it was born this year in this, wait till next year, it'll be Pesach Sha'av or Shnasa. It'll be Pasul. The Korban Pesach has to be Bashnasa before the first birthday. Some Korbanos have to be within the first year, some Korbanos have to be within the second year, after the third year. Different Korbanos need different ages. So the Korban Pesach has to be, same thing, Chatas. Chatas Sha'av or Shnasa is Pasul. So Pesach Sha'av or Shnasa is Pasul. So the Korban Pesach was just born. It's barely a week old. It can't be makarvit before the Yom HaShmini B'Holei Yirot to the Korban Ish Al Hashem. Has to be at least 8 days old, but it's not too much older than that. And the bones are very soft when the animal is first born, like a baby. the bones are soft. They get harder as the time goes by. So there's a concern of Shviras Etzem. So that's what motivated the Chachamim to introduce this institution of Chagigas Arba Osar. First, you should eat the Chagigas Arba Osar and you won't be starving. And then at the end, the Pesach is Nechal Ala Sova, at the end of the meal. Tosfos quotes that on Ayin Amin Aleph. Nimsochim quotes, Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Why is there a din with the Rabbanon that Pesach is Nechal Ala Sova at the end of the meal? Why don't you eat at the beginning of the meal? Leteyavan. So the Yerushalmi says, because we're concerned about the possibility of Shviras Etzem. So the Chacham said, first eat the Chagigas Arba Osar, and only then should you eat the Kazayis Korban Pesach at the end. That's how Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, Dafayin Omen Aleph, in Pesachim. So when you have the two Karbonis, you have the Chagigas Arba Osar, you eat first, then you eat the Korban Pesach later. So the Mishnah, so the Yerushalmi, Tosfos on Kuf Chof Aleph, there's a gigantic Tosfos here. It's only one Tosfos on Kuf Chof Aleph Manav. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that there's a machloikis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that you have the rule of Iker and Tofel doesn't only apply with respect to Birchas Hanen, and it applies with respect to Birchas HaMitzvahs. How often do you have two mitzvahs and one mitzvah is the Iker, one mitzvah is the Tofel? You put on Shal Yad, you put on Shal Rosh, you put on a Talus, you daven, you say Kriyashma. We do 1,000 mitzvahs all the time. We learn Gemara. We do so many mitzvahs. One mitzvah is not Tofel to the other. But here, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Chagigas Arba Osar is a korban that exists on the level of the rice. It's not the chiyuv to bring it is only midirabbana. But if you're magdish the shlamim be'erev Pesach, that's a korban min haTorah. But the whole purpose of the Chagigas Arba Osar is to be mishamish as a tofel to the korban Pesach, that the Pesach should be nechal ala sova, so you won't violate Shviras Etzem. So the din of birach alika patas atvelu should apply here too. So that's what the Mishnah says. If he said the bracha on the korban Pesach, then he doesn't have to say the bracha on the korban chagiga. We'll have to discuss it a lot because the Arzaru is bothered with the kasha. What do you mean? If he says the bracha on the korban Pesach, then you don't have to say bracha on the chagiga. But you eat the chagiga before you eat the korban Pesach. Chagiga is eaten way before, and when you shecht it also. The Korban Pesach Yishecht after the Tamas Shel Bein Abayim. Korban Chagig Yishecht before the Tamas Shel Bein Abayim. So what bracha are we talking about? We're talking about the bracha al achilas ha-Pesach, al achilas ha-Zebach. So first you eat the Chagig, then you eat the Korban Pesach later. So you already said a bracha when you were about to eat the Chagig ha-Basa. What do you mean? If I'm going to have an ikar and a tofel, I eat the tofel first, I say a bracha on the tofel. If I eat a sandwich, everything all together, then I only say the bracha on the ikar. If I'm going to eat the ikar first and the tofel later, then you don't say a bracha on the tofel. But if I eat the tofel first, then you do say a bracha on the tofel. So what's going on over here? That's a major topic that has to be discussed. The Zoruah raises that question. What's going on? Are you talking about, in the back of the Gemara, they raise this issue. Are you talking about the bracha on achilas ha-pesach and achilas ha-chagiga? Are you talking about the bracha on hakrobas ha-pesach and Akrabis Chagiga? Either way, the Chagiga is way before the Korban Pesach. How can you say Birach Alika Potas Atvelo? That's a problem, but that's Rabbi Shmuel. We don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Lo Zupa Terezu. You don't say Iker and Tofel. So either Rabbi Akiva holds that the Chagiga Sabosa is not called a Tofel, it exists as a Korban Bifnei Atzmo, or no, maybe he agrees it is a Tofel. The whole purpose, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a Chagigas Arba Osar, this year there's no Chagigas because we Paskan is not Decha Shabbos. But if it would be a normal year, you would bring a Chagigas Arba Osar. So what motivates you to bring it is in order that the Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova. So maybe Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel that it is an Iker and a Tofel. Maybe holds that the rule of Birch Halika Patas HaTfeilo only applies to Birchas HaNenin, does not apply to Birchas HaMitzvah. That's a question. So here, the Lecha Mishnah points out that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah backed out from 2 points that he wrote in the Pirush HaMishnah. Pirush HaMishnah, we assume, was written earlier, and the Mishnah Torah was written later. Every so often, he backed out. Every so often, the Rambam backs out from what he wrote in the Pirush HaMishnah. My father told me that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to say, when the Rambam backs out from what he wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayos, but he was the Rambam before he backed out also. So it's a machlokes, like there's a machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Natam, there's a machlokes the Rashba and the Ramban, so there's a machlokes the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam before Chazor and the Rambam after Chazor. They have to spend time to understand what the Rambam Shita was in the Pirush HaMishnayos also. Again, just say he backed out, so it was a mistake, so forget about it. It wasn't a mistake. He backed out, he changed his mind. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos is also important. So the Rambam writes here in the Pirush HaMishnayos, obviously we don't accept Rav Lazar Rav Sodik's opinion that Haroses is a mitzvah. We say it's only Mishum Kippah, only for medical purposes, for health purposes. Because if the din would have been like Rav Lazar Rav Sodik, then we would have recited Baruch Al Achilas Haroses. That's a chiddush, that according to Rav Lazar Rav Sodik, the mitzvah is to eat a kazayis of Haroses. Not just to dip the mor into the chareis, to eat kazayis of chareis. That's already a chiddush. It says the Ramon Shulchan Aruch writes like that. It says just like there's a din in Tosus on Lamed Hay on the base quoted the Yerushalmi. You're not allowed to eat matzah be'erev Pesach. Kaloicha matzah be'erev Pesach ki l'boil arisosai the base chama. That you're not allowed to eat matzah. Why? So kadesh yochah matzah l'tei oven. When he eats the matzah l'el ha-seder, he should have a gishmak. If he's just eating matzah all day, he's not going to be so excited. If he hasn't had matzah in a while, then he's going to be excited when he eats the matzah on Leila Seder. So the Ramo writes, the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch quotes from earlier Achranim, late Rishonim, early Achranim, who are denami, you shouldn't eat any fruits on Erev Pesach, kidei sheyochol charoses l'tayoven. So the Achranim asks, who eats charoses? You dip the mor into the charoses, and then you shake off the charoses. You don't eat charoses. So the Ramo is referring to a practice that they had used to eat a kazayis of charoses. There is such a shita. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says, you eat. And then there's a Mordechai had that also. And the Mordechai in Psochem is bothered with Akasha. Hillel ate everything together. He used to eat. So, what? Where's, I forgot already where the Mordechai is. I think it's the last page somewhere. Hillel used to eat. How much is a kazayis and how much is a kebetza? So there's a machloikas harishanim that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, where the kazayis is a chatzi beitza or a shlish beitza. So Hillel's practice was that he used to eat, according to the Rambam, he ate only matzah mor biyachat. And all the other rishanim had the girsa like we have. He ate hayochel pesach matzah umaror. So if he had pesach matzah umaror, he had a kazayis of Pesach, kazayis of matzah, kazayis of maror. So he had three kazaysim. So if you hold that a kazayis is a chatzi beitza, so he's eating three things bevasachas. So it's a beitza umachza. The Gemara says a beis habliya is only machzik, only machzik a kebeitza. Can't swallow more than a kebeitza bevasachas. So the Mordechai asked Akasha, how can Hillel swallow a kebeitza and a half? How can he swallow the three kazaisim on the assumption that a kazais is a chatzi beitza? How can he swallow a kazais matzah, kazais mara, and a kazais of the korban pesa? So he gives the answer that when they say the beis habli is only machzik kebeitza, that's if you're swallowing a hard-boiled egg that you didn't chew up. I don't know, how can you swallow a hard-boiled egg? How is that possible? I don't know, I think I would joke. That's what the Mordechai answers. But if it's chewed up, then you can swallow a beitza and a half. So you have to chew everything up and swallow everything altogether. So that's the way we would have worded the kasha and the answer. But you look in the Mordechai, things on the last page in the Mordechai, he words the kasha, you have a kazayis matzah and a kazayis morer and a kazayis charoses. And he asked the kasha, a kazayis charoses. I already forgot where it is. So they correct the girsa. They think that it's a misprint. It shouldn't say kazayis charoses. It should say kazayis korban pesach, kazayis matzah, and kazayis mor. But the way it said originally, the girsa was, I'll have to take a look. The way it said originally in the Mordechai's kasha, it says kazayis charoses. So these are the several sources. The one source is the Pirush HaMishnayos LaHarambam says, if the din would have been like Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik, then we would have said a bracha al achilas charoses. So because no Haggadah has such a nusach, so it's a right, we don't pass on like our Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik. And the second source is there are more quotes from the early Achronim that you shouldn't eat fruits that you're going to include in the Charoses, just like you shouldn't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, the Shech Matzah L'Teyoven. You should eat the matzah with the Gishmak on Leila Seder. So you shouldn't eat fruits on Erev Pesach, Kadesh Yochel Charoses L'Teyoven. So you see that they're talking about eating Charoses, eating a Kazais of Charoses. And the third source is this Girsan the Mordechai at the end of the Mesichta, that he quotes the Kasha from the Balei HaTesis. Mordechai was the end of the Balei HaTesis. Mordechai was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutmer, who was a Talmud of the Ozarua, who in turn was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Sir Leon, Talmud of all the Balei HaTesis. So he poses the Kasha, how can you swallow? Hillel would swallow all three Bevasachas. Tokede Achilas Pras only applies. Tokede Achilas Pras, we'll have to talk about this more. Tokede Achilas Pras applies if you're eating matzah and matzah. So the matzah is mitzvah the matzah. You're eating a morer, kazais a morer. So you eat a little bit now, a little bit later, and everything is eaten. Tokede Achilas Pras is mitzvah. But if you're eating Pesach matzah umoror, and it's mitzvah yachad, that's not going to help if you're going to eat it a little bit at a time. Tokede Achilas Pras. You need mamash b'liya achas. Tokede Achilas Pras is only mitzvah, the same thing with the same thing. Matzah with matzah, morer with morer, basar with basar. But it's not mitzvah matzah with morer with charoses. Or with Korban Pesach. So according to Hillel, you have to swallow everything literally with Vasachas. So that's the way the Mordechai presented the Kasha. So again, so the Lech Mishnah points out, once you get to the Mishnah Torah, you see that the Rambam backed out. The Rambam writes, Charoses is a mitzvah. Whatever, a mitzvah, the Rabban, it's not a mitzvah. The Eid is Zecher Tapuch, Zecher Tit, Zecher Dam. The two reasons in the Babli, one reason in the Yerushalmi, Akuf Tezayinim and Aleph. And nonetheless, you don't say a broch. Why don't you say a broch? So the Lech HaMishnah says, he quotes from the Tur, that you have an Iker and a Tofel. The Iker, you're dipping the Morer in the Charoses. According to the Rambam, you're dipping the Matzah also into the Charoses, even dipping the Karpas into the Charoses. So since you say a broch on the Matzah and you say a broch on the Morer, there's no need to say a bracha on the charoses because you have an ikir and a tofel, a birch alika potas atvela, and the klal birch alika potas atvela even applies to birchas hamitzvah also. I mean, even Rabbi Akiva also agrees with Rabbi Shmuel. The birch alika potas atvela, the last Mishnah, Kuf Chaf Aleph Man Aleph, ikir and tofel, Rabbi Shmuel holds that it applies to birchas hamitzvah. Rabbi Akiva agrees, he holds that the chagigas habasa is not called a tofel. What motivated the Chachamim to introduce it was that you should eat the Korban Pesach al Asova, Shum Chashash Vira Setzim, fine. But once you magnish the Chagigas Habos, it's a regular Shlomim. So it's not a Tofel to the Korban Pesach. They're both Iker, Lozu Paterizu, Lozu Paterishalzu. But if you have Charoses, is a Tofel to the Matzah, and is a Tofel to the Morer, the Rambam says, and is a Tofel to the Karpas, you have to dip everything in. The Rambam has the Korban Pesach, you don't dip into the Charoses. But he holds that, the Rambam writes, you have to eat a Kazayis of Karpas. You have to eat a Kazayis of Karpas. The Rosh that we just read before, in Arvei Pesachim Simen Chofei, the Rosh writes, Karpas, you don't need a Kazayis. He says, Brocha, Bor Pri Hadoma, you don't say Al Achilos Karpas. No Brocha mentions Achila. Ein Achila Pchusim Kazayis. But if you're not, if you're just saying a bracha birchas hanenin, you have to say birchas hanenin even less than a kazayis. So the Rosh says you don't need a kazayis. But in the Rambam, in all the editions of the Rambam says you need a kazayis of karpas. When by morah, the Rambam didn't mention that you need a kazayis of morah. So the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the page quotes the Maharam Rutenberg. He has a suspicion that maybe there's a misprint, maybe there's a tos sefer in the text of the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam wrote it, he needed kazayis by maror, and somehow by mistake it floated and they put it by karpas. But he says it doesn't make sense, it doesn't belong by karpas. He should have written, he needed kazayis of maror, not that he needed kazayis of karpas. So the Maharam Rutmer suggests maybe it's a misprint. But Rav Soloveitchik used to, I think now in all the editions, I think in the new editions of the Rambam, they have all the old kisveyad, I think all the old editions, that's what they have. That the Rambam says you need a kazayis of karpas. What you need a kazayis of karpas means it's midrabbanan, they made a takonan, that it's a mitzvah achila. the motivation, what motivated them to make that you should have karpis kedei sheyishalu hatinoikos. It's a technical thing. It's not, but midrabbanan made a takana. It's a mitzvah sachila. So that's why you need a kazayis. So that's why the Rambam says you need a kazayis of karpas. You need a kazayis of morer also. The Mishnah says so on Lamentes Amud Aleph, and the Braisa Kufyu Dalet says you need, the Rosh quoted that Braisa, you need a kazayis of morer also. And the Rambam holds apparently that all the mitzvahs achila, you have to dip into haroises. The karpas, you have to dip into haroises, the matz and the mor. Korban Pesach, you don't have to. Korban Pesach is gishmak. Hillel didn't eat Pesach, matzah, umor, according to the Rambam's givus. He only ate matzah and mor together. The Pesach he ate separately, and the Pesach he didn't dip into the haroises. He only dips into the haroises, the matzah and the mor. So that's a shaila, according to the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, according to the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, that he does pass on like Rabbi Lazar, so like, why don't you say a bracha on charoises? So the Lach Mishnah says because it's Iker and Tofel. So Rabbi Salvechi gave a different suggestion, not Iker and Tofel. He said along the lines of that Chokyankev b'shem the Oruch. The Chokyankev quoted from the Oruch. The Oruch is a Rishon, the days of Rashi. The Oruch raised the question, why don't we recite a bracha when we eat Korach? We say a bracha shekadoshanim tatzon lasa zecher l'migdosh. So he says, whenever there's a mitzvah that zecher, you don't say a bracha because Rav Soloveitchik explained, why not? He said, because there's no maisa ha-mitzvah. You do something that you conjure up in your mind, you reenact something that happened years ago in order to bring back to mind an image of what life was like at that time. But that's a mitzvah b'machshava. So there is no real maisa ha-mitzvah. There is no maisa ha-mitzvah. So even though you're eating, that's what the Aruch is saying, even though you're eating the koirach, but it's not a mitzvah sachila. When you eat matzah, it's a mitzvah sachila. So you say, brach, halachilas matzah. When you eat korban pesach, it's a mitzvah sachila. When you eat the koirach, it's not a mitzvah sachila. It's a mitzvah of zikaron, to make a zecha l'migdash. Tzion darashen l'machlav d'bayat risha. So the mitzvah is fulfilled. The mitzvah is when you have the hirurim, when you conjure up in your mind an image of what life was like, b'zman ha-migdash. So that is no maisa mitzvah. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that haroises is a mitzvah, either zecha l'tapuach, or zecha l'tit, or zecha l'dam. So you eat, even if you hold like the Rambam wrote in Pirush HaMishnah, you eat a kazayis of haroises, or you're dipping the morer and the matzah into the haroises, whatever you're doing. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Pesach, Charoses is a mitzvah, u'mevi'im oso ala shulchan b'leili ha-seder. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, isn't that strange? If he would be writing somewhere else, a dictionary, he writes, what is Charoses? It's a concoction of different fruits chopped up together, and you bring it on the seder plate the night of Pesach. But here the Rambam is in the middle of Hilchas Pesach, and he tells you what to do. You dip the karpas into the haroises, and you shake it off. You dip the maror, you dip the matzah into the haroises, you dip the maror into the haroises. He tells you, he's going to tell you what to do. So why does he write in Hilchas Pesach, in Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, when the whole time he's talking about the Seder, he says, you make the haroises, and it's a mitzvah midrabbanan, and mevim osu ala shulchan b'leili ha-Pesach. So it would appear, that's where Rabbi Soloveitchik had the feeling, would appear from the Rambam, that it's only a mitzvah of zecher. It's not that they made a takana with the rabbanon. You have to eat charoises. You have to either dip the mor into charoises. You have to eat charoises, whatever the story is, to conjure up in your mind an image of zecher l'tapuach, a zecher l'tit, a zecher l'dam. All the three opinions in the Talmud Bavli and Yerushalmi. So like the Chokyanka quoted from the Aruch, whenever there's a mitzvah to make a zecher, that's not called a maisa mitzvah. You only say a bracha when you're performing a maisa mitzvah. When you have a kiyum mitzvah b'machshava, you don't recite a bracha. So here, whenever there's a mitzvah of zecher, there's no bracha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested pshat in the Rambam regarding the charoises. That in the according to the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, that he paskins like Rav Lezer ben Tzadik in the Mishnah, the bottom of Kuf Yedal and Amin Aleph. The charoises is a mitzvah. Aye, but how come you don't say a bracha? in the Pirush HaMishnah, he said, if he would have been a mitzvah, he would have said a bracha. So he said, no, he doesn't think because it's Iker and Tofel. He thinks that Rabbi Akiva disagrees in principle with Rabbi Shmuel, that Iker and Tofel doesn't apply at all to Birchas HaMitzvah, only applies to Birchas HaNenet. The reason why is because there's never a Maisa HaMitzvah. Yeah, then the Gemara has, where are we? Lamites. Yeah, we were doing that Lamites. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. The Mishnah says that you need a Kazayis of Morer. That's Bizman Shad Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. Of course you need a Kazayis of Morer. The Rosh didn't have a suffix. The Rosh in Simen Chafei and Perik Yud raised sort of a suffix, Bizman HaZeh, that Morer is only Zechel HaMikdash. Is the whole mitzvah to make a zechel amigdash, in which case there's no need for a kazayis, in case there shouldn't be any bracha at all? Or should you say no? Because of the motivation of to make a zechel amigdash, they introduce the mitzvah mora midirabana. If it's a mitzvah achilas mora midirabana, then you need a kazayis, and then you do say a bracha. So that's what the Rosh says, from the fact that we still say a bracha, not from the fact that they say the bracha al achilas mora. He doesn't mean that's the shagazaris tasha. So why did they introduce the Nusach HaBrocha HaLachizma? I should have said, Al Mitzvah Smara. No, the fact that we still say a Brocha at all. It's not HaMikdash HaVada, we said a Brocha. It was a Mitzvah HaChilos Smara, together with the Achilos Korban Pesach. But Bizman HaZeh, maybe it's just like Chayroses, Mevim Mosal HaShulchan B'Leili HaPesach. Maybe we should just eat the Mara in order to conjure up in our minds a Zechel HaMikdash, to be able to recall what life was like in the days of Bizman Shah Bismigdash HaYikayim. So that's what the Rosh says. No, if that would be the nature of the mitzvah, you wouldn't say a bracha at all. Not you wouldn't have said the bracha al achilas mara. You wouldn't have said a bracha at all, like the Sefer HaOruch said. So from the fact that you still say a bracha al achilas mara Bizman HaZeh, it's a raya that Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chacham to make the takon. And takon is that it's a mitzvah achilas mara Bizman HaZeh. Others quote in the name of Rab Chaim a different beer. Rab Soloveitchik said he never heard that. In the Chiddush Rab Chaim in Pi Hashmo, they have this, that the Rosh was Mesupa Kafila Bizman HaBayis. Whether you need a Kazayis, not only Bizman HaZeh. Why? Because Achilas Morer is only B'Torah Shachsheva de Pischa. So since you're going to eat a Kazayis of the Korban Pesach, when you're going to eat the Morer in conjunction with that, so you're going to have, it will be Achila B'Kazayis. Amatzah Samroim Yochluhu, they should eat the Korban Pesach, Yochluhu, in conjunction with Matzah and Morer. So if the Matzah and the Morer together, there's a mitzvah Achila Amatzah, so you need a Kazayis Amatzah. There's a mitzvah Achila on Korban Pesach, so you need a Kazayis Abosah. But you don't, the Rosh raised the issue. You shouldn't really need a kazayis of Morer because there is no mitzvah, independent mitzvah achilas Morer. It's b'toris achshere de pischa. So you're eating it all together with the Korban Pesach and with the matzah. So even if you have a mashu of Morer, should be good. So that's what the Rosh says. No, you have to eat a kazayis of Morer because you say a brocha al achilas Morer. So that's taka difficult. So then you have the shagazaris kasha. Why did they compose a nusach habrocha al achilah? I should have composed a brocha al mitzvah smara, so we wouldn't have to eat the kazayis. That's Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that pshat. He said he never heard that in the name of Rav Chaim. He was not familiar with that. Okay, we will stop over here. B'linetah, tomorrow maybe we'll learn. We'll start the Hilchos HaSeder. So if you have a chance, take a look in Shulchan Aruch, the dinim of the Seder. And we'll start basically Arvei Pesachim. We'll talk. You don't have to prepare too much. But we'll go through the whole Seder in the next couple of weeks on Thursdays. Very good. And then B'linetah on Sunday. We'll continue. We left off over here. We're still on Lamites Amid Aleph, and we didn't do Lamites Amid Beis. Okay. There's still what to discuss here. Very good. See you tomorrow.
Maybe the midterm will be tomorrow.
Yes, a good idea. The midterm will be tomorrow, okay? And the shiur will be at 10:45. So everyone should shake a leg. It's a nice, easy midterm, I think. You have a choice of 10 out of 13. I think they're pretty easy questions. Okay. Very good.